I have discovered that early rising solves many problems. Early in the morning, our minds are sweet and fresh. We have not been troubled with the cares that infest the day. In undisturbed leisure, we can commune with God. It is a practice which I commend to all. Unquote. Thus writes one of the early risers of our day. What he has discovered was known by many before him. George Mueller of Bristol, England, wrote in his autobiography of the untold blessing of the early morning hour. F.B. Meyer tells of seeing Charles Studd early one November morning, clothed in flannels to protect him from the cold, and rejoicing that the Lord had awakened him at 4 a.m. to study his word. He said that it was his custom to trust the Lord to call him and enable him to rise. A study of the early risers of Scripture is fascinating. May we follow their example. Abraham, for example, found the early morning one of vision. He rose up early in the morning to present himself before the Lord, and then looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, the smoke of which rose to heaven. He had prayed for Sodom, and now he sees it under the wrath of God. However, his prayer was answered in the deliverance of Lot. It was early in the morning when Abraham started out with Isaac, his son, to the place of which God had told him, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen, Genesis 22. Jacob also made the early morning hour one of testimony. It was early in the morning when he set up his stone for a pillar at Bethel, anointing it with oil, Genesis 28. Moses spent the early hour with God. He was told by God to rise up early in the morning, to stand before Pharaoh with a, "Thus saith the Lord." How can we face men for God if we have not been face to face with God? Moses rose up early in the morning to worship under the hill before he went up the mountain with the elders of Israel, Exodus 24. The early morning look into the face of God will increase the joy of collective worship. Moses is with God again before he receives the law for Israel. Exodus 34 tells us, "Be ready in the morning and come up in the morning to present thyself there to me." Joshua found in the morning a time of victory. He rose early in the morning to lead Israel over Jordan, to capture Jericho, and to discover the transgressor, and to take Ai. Gideon proved in times of failure what Joshua experienced in Israel's golden days. The early morning hour with God was a prelude to victory. You can read it in Judges chapter 6. Hannah and her husband rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord. It was a bright morning for her after the bitterness of soul in which she poured out her heart before the Lord. It was the morning of assurance, 1 Samuel chapter 1. David rose up early in the morning for the journey that brought deliverance to Israel. For him, it was a morning of faith. Hezekiah made the early morning hour one of confidence and praise. The word of the Lord and the song of the Lord marked the hour, and he led the men of Judah to victory, encouraged by these words, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." The word of the Lord and the song of the Lord in the early morning will solve the problems of the day. For Job, each morning was marked by prayer. He rose up early in the morning to seek God's face. "It may be that my sons have sinned," he said. Thus did Job continually. Of all the early risers, one surpassed them all. He was awakened morning by morning for a season of precious communion with the Father who had sent him into the world. Of him we read that in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place there and prayed. He has hallowed the earth in the morning hour by his example and presence. May, beloved, those of us who know the Lord Jesus seek to practice the same thing, arise early and seek his face before we see the face of man. May the Lord bless you to do so today for his glory.